833-563-2539. Who listening has had a terrible hangover? I mean, we want to hear what happened the next day, the aftermath. What was your situation? Because this guy, it cost him $12,000, his hangover did.
What happened?
He had a $12,000 ER bill. A guy in Colorado got a terrible hangover at his bachelor party, of course.
Uh-oh.
This happened earlier in the year, so he had to go to the ER. He wound up getting a bill. It was $12,460. It turns out he went to a private emergency room. I didn't even know that was a thing. And they can jack up the prices on pretty much all of the charges that they have. He was able to negotiate down the bill to $2,593, which he says he still cannot afford.
Wow, I'm impressed, though. That's true, though. If you have a baby and they itemize everything that you have, you are amazed at how much stuff costs. So I can imagine, like, a private ER. It's like it's $5 an Advil, basically.
Totally different, but you're right about, like, looking at the bills. My 26-hour hospital visit for when I had my hip replaced,
oh, yeah,
$106,000.
Wow.
$106,000. Thankfully, I make way more than that. No, I'm just kidding. But it's like, that's insane. That's absolutely insane that it can be that expensive. Not necessarily a price point, though, but can we all share here our hangover story, something that happened? You're like, oh, man, I was in rough shape. I'll go first. That way you guys can think about which embarrassing story you might want to share. 833-563-2539. For myself, Joe, it was in college. And I didn't go to college, but I'm from Michigan, and my buddy Brandon did, and he went to Ferris State, which is in the northern part of Michigan. So it's way up there. It's a drive just to get there.
Okay.
And I go and visit him, and I like to drink now, but I never really drank alcohol until like spring break of my senior year. I didn't do it out of respect for my mom. So I was a big boy, but a lightweight. And we were pounding beer, just like drinking like six, for me at least pounding. I had like six beers before we left, and I was already feeling messed up.
Before you left.
Yes, and then they had like a jug or a whatever, a handle of Captain Morgan. I'm like, all right, and they're passing around this party of like people, and I'm like, well, this is cool, so I'm doing that. Guys, I ended up like getting sick. I had to go to the bathroom, and they had to like pound down the door. I locked myself in the bathroom.
Oh.
It was like 9:30 at night when this happened. So I get sick. I toss up all my alcohol outside in the snow because it was in Michigan. It was snowy out there. My buddies are so mad at how embarrassingly drunk I am. They start, instead of helping me, throwing snowballs at me.
Nice friends.
Yeah, I mean, like, I understand. I'd be mad if I was them, too. Eventually, it's like nobody would take me home because they thought, oh, this guy's going to hurl. He's going to lose it. So they threw me. These were before I blacked out, I remember. They threw me in the back of this girl's Jeep and slammed the door on me, just like cargo, like, get in there. Now, I don't remember the rest.
Your friends are so rough.
But yeah, great friends.
But I woke up the next day, and my leg hurt so bad, my hip was, and I slightly remember being naked, getting into bed, and here's what happened. My friends pushed me into the top bunk, which makes no sense. It was actually a girl.
You fell out?
I fell out of the top bunk that night, but I was buck naked because I puked all over myself. So they had my stripped clothing all on the side of the bed. I'm naked, my phone's dead, and I have to go pee, and I'm in a girl's like room. And I'm like, I was stuck there for 4 hours, so they came and got me.
It's like Joe's typical Tuesday night.
Wear
pretty
the
much.
Blinds.
833-563-2539. You don't have to top that one, but let's hear your hangover story.
I just remember, and I've talked about this before, I was like a Valentine's party, and I don't know, I just got turned up. I just let loose. And I'm a total lightweight. So
blueberry martini.
Yeah, so I got crazy, and then I got sick on the way home, like not even later. I rolled down the window on the highway and got sick, and I rarely get sick. Then I was sick, and then I slept in my closet. Like, I crawled upstairs. I'm not proud of this moment, but I curled up and I got like sweats, and the next day I literally felt like death. And then we're like, let's go to brunch. You need to eat like a greasy breakfast sandwich.
Sop it up.
So then I pulled the seatbelt over, and we had missed that part spot cleaning the car, and it had had stuff on it. It was disgusting. It was super bad.
Oh, poor Chuck.
How many times have you said, I'm never drinking again?
Then the next day comes.
And that lasts like a week.
I remember my first time drinking like vodka and orange juice, and that it was bad. And then the very next morning, I had to go to work at 7 a.m. and I worked at a breakfast place, and the lady ordered orange juice, and I just wanted to.
Those are the days. I feel like now you get, hopefully you get a little older, a little wiser. It's just like not worth it.
Let's go to Peter this morning. 833-563-2539. What's going on, Peter? Tell us the hangover story. What happened?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm listener for some time here in Houston.
Woo-hoo!
Anyway, yeah. My story is this was Halloween night. I was out in Denver, Colorado, and with all my friends, and decided to drink a little bit too much. I was having such a good time. Everybody I came with, they left and went home. I decided to stay on my own with these new people I met at the bar. Anyway, next morning I woke up in the hospital, and apparently I was attacked by people who were dressed up as superheroes as I was walking home.
Oh, my God.
Did you provoke them, or what happened?
I blacked out.
Gosh.
And I woke up, I had, like, the neck brace on. I didn't know what to do. Got a bill over $15,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it ended up getting waived because of some kind of victim's compensation, but just like crazy experience. And I had a job interview the very next morning. I was there for a conference. So.
Did you get it?
I did get to the next round of the interview, yeah.
They're like, this guy's got dedication in his neck brace
night,
and all.
You were beat up by superheroes. That pink Power Ranger really gave you the biz.
Peter, man, thank you for calling in. That is insane. I feel like that's even worse than me, falling off of a bunk bed.